Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burwell. Excited to be back on the air with you all on this week. I want to thank everybody for their prayers as I transitioned last week. That's the only thing I can call it. It was a time of being refreshed and really reminded about who I am, what my purpose is, and what God's intent is for my life. And despite all that I was facing, it would have been easy to just crawl in a hole. But, that's not who I am. I am an empowered vessel of God. I am anointed of God. I know who I am. I know whose I am. And I know my purpose. And because of that, I am empowered. And God has empowered me to empower others. So thank you so much for being with me on this evening. My intent was to have someone join me for a conversation, but I've not been able to reach them. So I guess it was God's plan that I do this tonight, just me and you. Amen. Today I wanted to share about being empowered and having a conversation. How we empower each other. You know, each time I close the broadcast, I try to be mindful to remind everyone to empower yourself daily. Do something new, something different. Experience something that will add to your life. And then once something's been added to you, then take the responsibility to add to someone else's life. That's what I share because that's what God gave me from the very beginning. Someone last night in our prophetic training class with my co on Tuesdays with Fire and Desire, Prophet Bini was sharing from the topic transfer. So as I was driving home today from my place of employment, God clearly showed me that in order for us to be able to empower someone else, we have to realize that it takes a transfer in order for that to happen. So we're going to share a little bit about that this evening for a little while. And it's my prayer that you are empowered. So, Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus. God, just thanking you for this, another opportunity to share your heart, God, to share your words, to share your mind with those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. God, I ask now that every hindrance be bound, and Father, that you be glorified in all that comes forth from me, because all that comes forth through me is of you. That's my prayer. I offer no competition to the Holy Spirit, but I yield now that you have your way, Father. Speak a word to us, O God, that we would truly be empowered. And I give you praise in advance for what you're about to do and count it done. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Empowered, empowered. How does one become empowered? What does it mean to be empowered? We hear a lot of people use empowered or empowerment, and we've got to understand what it means. To empower means that you're going to give official authority or legal power to. It means you're going to enable. Empower means to promote the self-actualization or influence of. To promote the self-actualization or influence of. I like that one a lot. I mean, it just, that speaks volumes to me. I hope it does to you. So, back to what I was saying about if you're going to empower, in order for empowerment to happen, there has to be a transfer. If I have something that I know and I want to share it with you, there's a transfer of knowledge. So what I have, I transfer to you, you being a willing recipient, receive, and now you are empowered. Move and get my Bible because my computer just crashed. So, you know, somebody in Richmond, Tri-Cities area, and, you know, you got a extra laptop laying around, you know, I'll inbox me, you know, I'll send you my address. You can just send it to me. Amen. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh, oh, gosh, oh, gosh. Let's look at a scripture. Let's look at Matthew chapter 11. Verses 12 through 15. Matthew 11, 12 through 15 reads, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." Amen. "For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you will receive it," this is Elias, "which was for to come. He that had an ear, let him hear." He that have an ear, let him hear. In our teaching, it was shared. We received the concept of he who has an ear, let him hear. With that every time God declares these words, he's revealing that he desires to transfer something. Every time God declares these words, he reveals the desire to transfer something. So I go back to the scenario of a teacher teaching. In a lot of school systems, in this area, there are schools who are losing accreditation, teachers who are becoming frustrated because they're putting in extra time and giving their talent and doing their best to motivate and empower their students to get this information to pass standardized testing. And often when the children don't accomplish the task, it's reflected back to the instructor, to the teacher, that you didn't do your job, you weren't effective. The children aren't capturing it, and that's the key. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. The only way that we're going to be empowered is if we have an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking. And that might sound sort of shallow and significant because, you know, everybody has ears. And everybody can hear, which is, I'm being global in that because I know that there are some people who can't. But having an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking. How many times in a day do you encounter a conversation and something is shared in that conversation that you didn't know prior to the conversation? When that happens, we just say, oh, they were just telling me it's nothing significant. But the truth of the matter is, it was a transfer. It was God's desire to get something to you that you didn't have. And by getting it to you, you have now been empowered.
Wow. I love it.
I love it. I love the fact that when God reveals this type of thing to us, it really should make us appreciate all the more every encounter we have with everything. Every encounter we have should become an opportunity for a transfer to take place. Every encounter. We also have to be mindful that in being empowered, don't think that you're going to always be empowered by the same source, because that's not going to be the case. I have a grandson that's 5. Who's a cutie pie? You know, it's grandma's heart. But there are days that I'm empowered by him, a 5-year-old. And you say, well, I mean, that happens with everybody. And it could. But how often do we understand that when you have an encounter with your child, your grandchild, whatever the case may be, if you have an ear to hear what they're saying, sometimes it would blow your mind, because children now at age 5 are not like children were when my oldest, who's 27, was 5. And even her at 5 was nothing like me at 5. I would have conversations with my grandson on numerous things that I wouldn't even imagine that he would have knowledge I just wouldn't even imagine it. And he began to share with me. And I would look at him in amazement, but try to, you know, compose myself. But I'm saying, wow, if he's gaining that at 5, and then I look at others who are always making excuses, I have to know that he has an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking, that he has the ability to empower others because he allows God to empower him. Y'all getting, you getting what I'm saying? Because see, what's happened, and I've experienced this even today with another friend, is that often we've not been empowered because we've allowed adversity, opposition, life, to keep us out of position so that we can't hear. We've got to be able to manage our life. We've got to be able to manage adversity. We've got to be able to manage opposition so that we're not displaced. We've got to manage adversity, opposition. We've even got to manage our life, which means manage our choices, because with our choices comes consequences. With our choices come blessings. So you've got to know how to manage the things that pop up in life. Because not everything is an adversity, not everything is opposition. But even when those things come, you've got to properly handle those things so that they won't take your attention and keep you from having an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking. How often have you gotten frustrated when something didn't go quite right and you seek help You're asking questions. And the answers that you're getting to your questions seem now to only frustrate you even the more. To the extent that I've gotten so frustrated now, my ears are stopped up. My ears are stopped up. There's a pinhole in each ear that will allow me to only hear what I want to hear, and everything else is distraction. Everything else is opposition. Everything else is of none effect. So then when progress is not happening in my life, I feel like I've got everybody else to blame because you're not teaching me. But let's just be real. When you become bogged down with life situations, when you've allowed adversity to become so cumbersome in your life that, you know, you feel like you're carrying an extra 50 pounds on you because you couldn't make a decision or because you got a bad report, any of those things, sometimes we allow it, life and life situations to get in the way of us receiving what God has for us. We can't be empowered because we don't have an ear to hear. We've gotten twisted. 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 I'm pausing because God is just allowing me to reflect on situations. I can even reflect on last week. I had allowed life to get me in a place where I wanted to ignore the fact that I had an ear to hear. That's one thing I love about God. You know, I can't escape him. You know, none of us can. And as much as I was, you know, I felt myself even sort of drawing in and pushing back from things and people because adversity had presented itself. Opposition was in my face. And because of struggles I'd gone through in my life, in my past, I was seeing some signs. I was seeing some things that looked like they could be history repeating itself. And because I know the outcome of that, I didn't want to touch it. I didn't want to deal with it. I wanted to just step back away from it and say, God, it is what it is, and I'm not dealing with it. I was shutting up my ears. Because the whole time I'm trying to push back from it, God was trying to show me some things about myself. He was still trying to speak to me in the midst of these situations to allow me to know that I've grown. My God. To allow me to know that I have now the ability to discern things better than I did. To allow me now when I see the hand of the enemy trying to influence my life in a negative way, that he's given me the ability to speak to some situations. And so I did. As I was sort of backing up, I didn't go back too far. I stepped back instead of pedaling back. I just stepped back and got quiet in God. And I just allowed him to begin to speak to me. I had an ear to hear what the Spirit was speaking. The whole time I'm feeling like I'm shutting down. But God was constantly empowering me through his word, through our intimate conversation, through an experience of going into the inner courts. Huh, my God. Allowing a transfer to happen from God to Valerie, from Valerie back to God, and then from God to Valerie. And then once it was settled in my spirit, Valerie could then speak to other people and empower them because they had an ear to hear what the Spirit was speaking. An ear to hear. When we looked at Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 25, particularly Mark 4:12, it speaks to this, that there is much that God wants to reveal or transfer to us. But the problem some have with transfer is exchange. They will not allow what God reveals to displace what they previously believed. I said, oh, okay, I get that. Okay, let's make that tangible. So you want a car, and you go to the car lot, and they say, well, you know, in order for this payment to be this at this interest rate, we need a down payment of $4,000. And you say, well, I've got two. What you drove up in is old, has no real value. It's costing you more in maintenance than it would cost you for a car payment. Mind you, it's not antique. It's not vintage. It's just old. It's what you used to rely on to get you from A to B. So the dealer says, well, we'll give you $2,000 for your trade-in. So we'll take your car. We'll give you $2,000. And you know that car ain't worth but $800. And you say, well, no, I don't want to keep this because this was my first car. What? God wants to transfer something to you, but in order to get the new, you've got to exchange what you've got to get the new. Because when God transfers and exchanges, he wants to add to your life. He doesn't want to take away. And then, but when he does take away, he's taking away those things that you don't need. But we've got to be willing to release it. We've got to be willing to allow the exchange to happen. Let's look at it in another aspect. Relationships. We say, God, you know, this is not working. Prepare me to receive what you have for me. And he said, oh, well, we can work towards that. Sure we can. But while God is trying to advance you and take you to what's new, you're still calling your old boo. You got to release it. You got to release that. Because if you don't, it'll begin to cloud you. It'll become opposition. It'll become adversity. It'll become a challenge of life because you're trying to move forward, but you're still spinning wheels because you're still locked to what's in your past. When that happens, you're not being empowered. You're stuck. But God said, it doesn't have to be that way. You can be released to move forward, to be empowered. You are free to have exchange and transfer happen because you have an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking. You know, in Revelation, when you read it, you see a lot. He who has an ear, let him hear. In Revelation 3, verses 20 through 22, that's speaking to the fact that God wants to transfer strategies for rulership in this dispensation of time and grace. What's rulership? What is that? Rulership is having dominion over what you don't own. God will give you dominion over things you don't even own. if you allow the transfer of strategies to happen. Can you imagine the things that God has that he wants to transfer to us? One good example that a prophet gave last night was gates and computers. You know, it was probably God's hope that somebody that was one of his kingdom citizens was in place to receive the transfer regarding computers. He would have loved to transfer that wealth of knowledge to one of his kingdom citizens. But the kingdom citizens were too busy caught up in religion and church that they didn't have an ear to hear what he was speaking. So he said, let me look around. Okay, they're in position. They've got knowledge. They've got, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give it to him. And don't be fooled. You know, a lot of people talk about, you know, God wouldn't give that to nobody who ain't saved. And God gonna only bless people, you know, he gonna only speak into the people that are saved. That's religion. God can speak to anybody he wants to. He can empower anybody he chooses. He chooses to empower us all. But it only happens when you have an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking. I love this, you know, knowing that I have to be in position to hear. You have to be in position to hear. You have to be in position. I can almost hear you thinking, you're talking about getting in position. I got too much stuff in front of me to even think about a position or hearing, having an ear to hear. I hear too much already. Well, yeah, you might be hearing too much, but you're not hearing God. Even when you're hearing from leaders, church leaders, or people in the workplace, you know, doesn't matter who you're hearing from, unless you're hearing from God, transfers won't occur always the way you desire, because you don't have your ear fine-tuned to hear what he's saying. And even what people are saying in the marketplace, we've got to think past everything you've done and now be open to experience new. What you did yesterday is behind you. Tomorrow, approach it with new ideas, new plans, new perspective, a new mindset that I want to hear what the Spirit is speaking. I'll be willing to hear it from whoever you allow to speak into my life. Let them empower me, because I'm going to be that vessel that once I've been empowered, I want to empower someone else. That's what I want to do. That's who I am. That's who I am. I am a vessel who has an ear to hear the Spirit. I am allowing God to transfer wisdom and knowledge and understanding into my spirit. I'm allowing exchanges to happen because I'm discarding that which I used to believe, and now accepting the newness that God has given me now. I am empowered. And because I am empowered, I choose as often as I can to empower others. I hope this has been a blessing to you. It's blessed me just to refresh everything that was poured into us on last night, and I just bless God for who he is and for everything that he's doing. Join me on Sunday. I've got a guest. an author of Ebony the Beloved. We're going to go on at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I love you all. Join us again real soon. God bless.